This is ExpertHR.com, your go-to HR compliance resource for federal, state, and municipal law. I'm David Weisenfeld for ExpertHR.com, published by Reed Business Information, and proudly partnered with LexisNexis. On this podcast, we are coming to you from the SHRM convention in Washington, D.C., and we have a very special guest, Tammy McCutcheon of Compliance HR and Littler Mendelson. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So, Tammy, here on day two of the convention, what's been the biggest buzz that you've been hearing so far?
Well, I think a lot of people are thinking and trying to deal with the new overtime regulations that came out about a month ago now. I'll be speaking on that topic and how people, what people need to do to comply tomorrow. But you're hearing a lot of, it's interesting, you're hearing a lot of different things, whether people are going to reclassify or give wage increases, how they're going to pay people when they're reclassified. So it's been exciting to talk to a lot of people about what individual companies are actually going to do in response to the new rules.
And Compliance HR has an exciting new tool to help employers comply. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm here on the exhibition floor demonstrating our new products. Compliance HR is an expert system platform that allows the user to go online, answer a questionnaire, spend about 10, 15, max 20 minutes answering questions in an online questionnaire, and get an expert result telling you, should this employee be reclassified as exempt or non-exempt? And it's based on Littler analysis, right? We spent about a dozen Littler attorneys, spent 6 months reading 1,900 cases to identify job duties which the courts have found to be exempt and non-exempt, and tagging those job duties based on the state and the jurisdiction and the type of exemption. And we've put all of that into a logic tests that are used to run the Compliance HR application. It's called Navigator OT.
Well, let's talk about that Navigator OT in particular in terms of the folks who created and supported it. What can you tell us about what went into that?
Well, my brain went into it, right? It's my brain in a box. I was asked about, a year and a half ago now, to become an officer of the new company, Compliance HR. I spend about 50% of my time now designing these applications. We have the Navigator OT. We also have a Navigator Independent Contractor, which helps people determine whether it's appropriate to classify a worker as an independent contractor versus employee.
That really sounds key, because misclassification is such a huge issue these days.
Oh, it's a huge issue. And the challenge about that, about overtime too, is there's federal tests, there's state tests, and you have to comply with both federal and state law wherever the worker is performing the work. And so these applications do that all for you automatically. They apply whatever law you tell them the worker is where they're working, and you get the answer in seconds. It's literally seconds. 10, 15 minutes in a questionnaire, click submit, and you get the answer immediately.
Expert HR, I know, is very excited about its partnership with Compliance HR with this new tool.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic that you can get access Compliance HR through the Expert HR website, and including one of our apps, which is, it's a small app, but it's free, and you can get at it through Expert HR, and that's our overtime cost estimator. And what that one does, free app, you put in information about your employees who are earning under the 47,476, the new minimum salary level for exemption. You put in information about those employees, how many hours you expect them to work, what their salary is, their compensation. Click a button and it will give you three numbers. What's the cost of giving them a salary increase? What's the cost of reclassifying them and paying them overtime? And what is the hourly rate that you should pay them if you want them to get the same earnings, weekly earnings today, or as they do tomorrow? So after December 1st, when they're reclassified, this is the hourly rate that you have to pay them to get them to the same weekly earnings as they're earning now. And that's a free app, and it's available on experthr.com.
Thanks. And it sounds like this is something that can really be useful for employers.
Oh, absolutely useful now, because, and this is what we're hearing here at the SHRM conference, is employers right now are still studying and still struggling to decide, am I going to give an employee a wage increase, or am I going to reclassify them? And if I reclassify them and pay them overtime, how much is that going to cost me? And how am I going to pay them? Am I going to pay them by the hour? Am I going to give them a salary? If I give them a salary, how am I going to calculate the overtime costs? And this application is called Compliance HR's Overtime Cost Estimator. It can help you find those answers.
Okay, well, Tammy McCutcheon, former Department of Labor Wage and Hour Administrator, and now with Compliance HR and Littler Mendelson, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
I'm David Weisenfeld. We hope you've enjoyed this ExpertHR.com podcast. Thanks again for listening. Continue checking our website regularly for more podcasts on key employment topics affecting the world of HR. And if you'd like more information about that Compliance HR Overtime tool and how to get it, please give us a call at 1-855-973-7847. Again, you can call us toll-free at 1-855-973-7847. Again, experthr.com is published by Reed Business Information and is proudly partnered with LexisNexis. Copyright 2016, all rights reserved.